Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online from KC.
Shaping of what's going on here that I think is astonishing, considering, as you pointed out, the gravity of what happened on January 6th.
Exactly. And Joe, what Casey pointed out, trying to figure out the basics of what happened that day, still a question, is crazy.
Okay, so I have decided to send children back to face-to-face. I am nervous about it, but Xavier had been struggling in school a little bit. And they wanted to go back. So I am going to let them go back the last 9 weeks to see how it works for them. See if Xavier's grades improve. And that just is what it is for right now. Especially if we don't know if COVID vaccine is going to be mandatory and we're not taking them. So if they become mandatory for children, they will not be back in school. And this is their last shebang. However, so I'm watching this on the news. This is the reason why I said that, is because I'm only up right now because my children is back in school. However, I'm watching this, them talk about the Capitol riot on the news, and they are talking specifically about the details of what happened that caused Officer Sicknick to pass away. And as white people, these people on this news station, so they are astonished that there is no accountability, there is no way of understanding what happened, that all the details aren't out, and yada yada yada, blase blase blase. And to me, this is another one of those situations and cases where it's like, this is what Black people go through all the time. When Black people get killed and police investigate, if it's a white person involved and they won't, you know what I'm saying, give out the details, or they try to cover it up. Shit. Even with my case with the VA, with my medical issues, which were made worse by the VA. The reason why I've had problems with the VA is not solely because my bowel got nicked. That is not the whole basis of the narrative of what happened with the VA. The basis of the narrative of what happened at the VA was not only did my bowel get nicked, but then they basically withheld the information and didn't give all the details of my medical experience at the VA. Now, they probably did that because as soon as they dang gone put in there that I came back with a complicated surgery, it's going to be a flag with the World Health Organization. And when it's a flag with the World Health Organization, it might cause an investigation to figure out how something like this could happen if it happens often. So this, what they're describing on the news, reminds me of not only when people like Breonna Taylor or George Floyd get killed and they have all the evidence to state specifically what happened and they try to mark it off or something else. Or it also reminds me of details or the lack of details when you have like the lady in South Georgia that was killed at the sleepover with the school friends or the parents at the school or whatever, and she was the only Black girl there. And she ended up dead and they don't know what happened, or they ruled it as an accident. It reminds me of the little boy that got killed at his school and wrapped up in a mat and all his organs was missing. It reminds me of every single instance where something bad was happened to a Black person or to a person that was not basically viewed as equal or viewed as significant enough to get the proper respect to be handled correctly as far as how things are being prosecuted. So, a couple things. One, the fact that there's no details in what caused that man to die is, I won't say it's alarming. It's not surprising to Black people. It's not surprising that it seems like it's some type of cover-up to cover the people that did the attacks, because the people that did the attack are technically probably white supremacists, and they are covered by the people that are in office that can make sure that they don't get the worst sentence. Now, the most baffling part about all of this to me is that when Black people commit crimes, and if somebody dies in the midst of that crime, everybody that was charged or involved with that crime gets charged with murder. And everybody goes down for the murder of who, if one person died, even if you didn't have shit to do with the person that died, dying, if you was in a whole nother room in the commission of a crime, if somebody dies, everybody get charged. That just don't seem like what they're doing here, though. This is just baffling to me, the difference in how the justice system works depending on who is involved. So the two things that I see that is not, it's not surprising, because what these white people that are talking about this on this news station is surprised by is normal for Black people to experience. Normal for Black people to be unaware of what's going on, when it's going on, and why it's going on. Because the people that are in charge of investigating are helping the people that are in charge with the crime. And not helping as in assisting them with the crime, but making sure that the crime don't look as bad so they don't do as much time. And I, with a lot of stuff that we are seeing, it's not a matter of Black people being surprised about the way shit is being handled. It's really more so a matter of normally Black people get the short end of the stick. And I hate it for Officer Sicknick's family, because they are not treating him as white as his pigment. Normally, if it was a Black person that was responsible for Officer Sicknick's death, one, they would be charged with capital murder. They would be, all of the details would be so specific that they would put the person up under the jail. If it was the Black Lives Matter, everybody would be arrested. Everybody would be up under the jail. It would be no delay in how they're handling this shit. But because it's white people, they're going to handle it as if the person killed was Black, because it's white people involved with the prosecution of the getting prosecuted for the crime. If they were Black people, man, this shit would goddamn, they would have already been convicted of murder, I'm sure. I'm positive. Like, they handle things differently. So, dear white people, whoever you are, if you're listening to this, if you are seeing what is happening with the Capitol riot, investigation, the Capitol riot results, or whatever you want to call it, the aftermath, Black people.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight, brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey, Dr. Casey to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. And for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.